Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא עבודה בכוונה.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of work with the intention, and we'll read selected excerpts from the sources starting from number 12. You can find the lesson material on our website and in the Arvut system. You can click the study material button at the top menu. You can also send your questions there, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
אני לא יודע
מה עוד אנחנו נוסיף למה שדיברנו כבר. What else we can add to what we already talked about? Of course, there's always room to expand and to go deeper into what does it mean, intention. Because besides intention, we have nothing else to add. The desires, we get them from the Creator. They are arranged already from the point of our creation and later on from our shattering, everything that He did, that He prepared. And after this broken will to receive, through the reforming light that works on us from above, it begins to establish the desire. Then this desire begins to discover within it something which is out of itself, that between its desire, which is a will to receive, and the Creator's desire, which is a will to bestow, and this connection that exists between these two desires, that is the intention. And therefore, the intention is actually a result of the exertion that the created being establishes his effort to be aimed towards the Creator. More correctly, through the group, to the Creator, through the whole of humanity, to the Creator. That is, the created being, it's not a single individual, but rather 10. And 10, eventually, on the degree of the whole of humanity, that the entire created being that the Creator created, called Adam, in all of its degrees, of the 17 nations of the world, all of those degrees are all included in the intention on behalf of the created being towards the Creator, that eventually he wants to bestow to the Creator to the same extent, to the same measure that the Creator, to begin with, wanted to bestow to the created being. This is why he created it and performed all of the actions on it, which the created being discovers already in the opposite form, from himself to the Creator. This is why we just have to hold on to the intention. It is actually the most important. And everything else that we need in order to establish and expand and hold and strengthen the intention, this is what we have to work on. This is why all of our means, connections, study, various actions that we perform, we expand our vessel through dissemination. We make it deeper through the connection between us. It is all in order to reinforce the intention, and to the extent that we establish our intention, our correct intention, to that extent, we already get closer to the Creator. Our nature, the quality of our action, our state, is measured only according to the intention. The will to receive comes from above, to receive, to bestow, everything, besides the intentions that we must always establish, and usually from zero. On each and every degree, it is actually about building the intention from zero and onward until we reach maximum bestow, as much as we're capable of on each and every degree. according to the depth of the desire that is revealed, according to our ability to incorporate in whatever is outside of us, the others, which really is the Creator. And this is how we advance, until we build an intention over the entire desire that the Creator created. And even though it is a will to receive, however, through our intention, we use it, we actualize it in order to bestow. And that is the intention. And then we begin specifically through the intention to reach identification, equivalence of form. This actually is our work, and we're continuing it today as well. And we have to pay attention that this is what we have to work on, what we have to do. That's it. And also with respect to beginners, those people who come to us right now or that have joined us not too long ago, we need to try to help them to pay attention to this matter of the intention. It's not simple. A person doesn't feel to what extent it exists and it's important and how much is actually measured by that. However, we need to give each such new person an example from us, and to awaken it so that paying attention to the intention is the most important. And therefore, from morning to night, it doesn't matter where we are and what we're engaging in, we're constantly thinking, always thinking, that through the intention, upon all of our actions, through the intention, we're bringing ourselves back to the Creator. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали, что мы от нуля должны перейти.
Yeah, dear Raf, you said that we.
Вот что значит на нашей ступени сейчас прийти?
Have to go from zero to the maximum intention. Meaning from this degree to reach the maximum degree of bestowal.
As much as we can depict to ourselves this matter of bestowal, giving, dancing, connecting with the Creator, we need to depict this, adhesion and connection with the Creator. We need to pay attention and try to ensure that all of our efforts, our actions, all of our thoughts will be in this direction, that by this we want to come closer to the Creator, we want to bestow to Him, we want to get in contact with Him, each one to the extent that he's capable of, and in whatever form he's capable of, to depict this to himself, that this is actually what is filling him. And this inclination, this intention, this action is what actually determines his life. That eventually in my life, well, in the corporeal life, I do whatever is necessary. And regarding necessity, it says that it's not to be praised or denounced. However, regarding my intention, I want to constantly be precise to the extent that I am more and more aimed towards being close to the Creator. As it says, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. That the extent that I yearn for and I'm aiming for, and I truly want to get closer to the Creator.
אז במידה הזאת אני
closer to Him, to that extent I correct my will to receive. And the will to receive in itself, the way I received it, that's what I have, the way it is revealed, it is revealed. However, my intention is that through this, whatever is appears in me in each and every moment, which, and it all comes from above, the revelation of the will to receive, it's from above. However, I, through each and every revelation, want to use it so as to aim the will to receive, which is really of my being, to aim it in order to get closer to the Creator, in order to aim the desire, the usage of the desire to Him.
No. Ну вот я пытаюсь соединиться с товарищами и отдавать.
To be precise, I try to connect with the friends and bestow to the Creator, but here.
Вот что значит, что я сейчас его исправляю?
I simply feel that there's a package of in order to receive God into you. What does it mean to correct it?
So on top of it, you want to continue this, to extend it through the friends to the Creator. That is, you should try through all of the different manners to hold on to this connection. Africa.
Bokatov Rav, Bokatov Kri, Olami. Vous venez de parler des.
Good morning, Rav, World Kri.
Nous savons que les Swandi nations font référence au Azei Amping. Et chaque séphira contient 10 séphirot. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous parler un peu plus de ça? Merci.
You said that you spoke about incorporation and how in Zanpin there are several séphirot and each one there is 10 séphirot, and if you can expand on the topic.
I can't elaborate on this because we didn't study this yet in our morning lessons. In those lessons of ours, we didn't yet study this topic. So why are you saying elaborate if we didn't even touch it yet? You have to go along with us according to the same pace in which we are studying. If you want to study something in addition, that's your business, but don't bring your materials to our lesson. That's not how you do it. We didn't yet study about Zeranpin anything. The time will come soon. In a week or 2 weeks, we will study more about it, and then we can talk about it. Asia.
Rav, מה האינדיקציה לזה שאני מחזיק כוונה כמו שצריך?
What's the indication for holding the intention correctly, and that's the correct intention?
That I'm constantly thinking about the Creator, and even more importantly, if possible, that I'm thinking about the Creator through the Ten. Even more important, if I feel that I, with the entire Ten, I'm aiming myself and the whole Ten, and I'm pushing them to a connection with the Creator. This is how we are constantly, upon all of the changing conditions, we all want to be connected between us and to the Creator. This is actually the entire correction. However, we have to strengthen ourselves and to be in this connection upon all of the conditions that become revealed.
And when I see that there is difficulties in the connection in the Ten, it can also be an indication for holding the correct intention?
Well, of course, these are the conditions that the Creator is giving you. It's not about the friends or you. These are the conditions that the Creator is giving you in order to strengthen you. So first of all, He doesn't even give you any desire towards the Ten. You forget about them. You want to be aimed towards the Creator? Please, I'm directing myself towards Him. And then you suddenly remember that in order to be connected to the Creator, it has to be through the Ten. Otherwise, it's not the right contact, etc. And that is the work. Until it becomes revealed more and more, a desire that is incorporated of that incorporates 10 desires, and we need to be in adhesion with him with a single intention of all of these desires. How do we establish it? How do we connect all of these desires under a single roof, a single intention? We need to learn that. It's not so simple. This is precisely the establishment, the construction of the soul.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
Morning.
Question from our 10. Is there a difference in our approach, our intention in the 10 during the preparation for the Congress and during the Congress? Should we change something or...
No, it all works in the same direction, that there will be a connection between us and with the Creator, and in the future it should be a connection between all the people in the world with the Creator, which is the end of correction, as Bala Sulam writes in all of his essays, that the end of the correction of the world will be when all the people in the world connect into a single desire and we are all incorporated in the Creator. This is our work, and we have to do this work all, both internally, spiritually, in our desires, in our intentions, and also physically. There is a reason why we exist in the corporeal world, so that we can use it through those same forces that appear to us as corporeal forces, which we can perceive, we can discover in our corporeal senses, so that we can use them, all of these senses, all of what we call this world, in order to bring about a connection and teach the whole of humanity about what it has to know in order to reach a good and eternal state.
Наверное, уже частично ответили на этот вопрос. Нужно ли мне заботиться о правильном намерении товарищей?
You must have answered it partially, if I can be in intention about the friend and how important it is.
Well, of course, not only do we have to care about the correct intentions of the friends, but we should also know and understand and feel and measure and support and establish all of the intentions that exist in the entire tent until we will no longer care so much about the desires of each and everyone. That's not my business, let's say, the desires of the friends. However, our intentions that come out of each and everyone and they all connect together and they aim us by that to the Creator, and all of our intentions upon all of the different desires, the intention is to bestow to the Creator. Those intentions need to connect and reach the Creator, and this is how we are measured. And of course, the intention is also a result of the desire. To the greater the desire is, then the restriction over it, and the screen and reflected light, and the intention to bestow through the friends, to connect with them, to help and support, and together to bestow to the Creator. This is all our work. All of the spiritual work is in that. We need to depict ourselves in that, to see ourselves in that as a single man, Adam HaRishon, and that this is how we advance. It's impossible for us in any other way to reach the corrections. PT 18.
My question perhaps is made up of two questions. One, when a person goes up a degree and he has to start everything anew, what is happening to everything he's gone through in the previous degree? And the other thing is, if you can say that, can you say that every day is a new degree for the 10 and you have to forget all the disagreements and quarrels of yesterday?
For sure, we have to forget about whatever happened yesterday and start each day anew. As it says, they should seem as new in your eyes. And there is no yesterday. And it's best if you don't even remember anything and you don't try to remember anything, but rather truly, it's a clean slate, a clean page. And truly, this is how it is in spirituality. If indeed it is a new spiritual degree, we don't yet feel how it is happening. However, if it is a new degree, then it's as if one is born. It's as though you are just born. And then you truly have an erasure of everything that happened thus far and a new beginning. However, a new beginning doesn't mean that once again you need now 10 years to put in effort in order to reach the establishment of the new degree. It will happen very quickly. However, you have to relate to all of these things anew. Yes, because by this you are criticizing everything that you have, and it's as if you know nothing. This is how you renew the situation, renew the degree, renew yourself.
Nevertheless, what's happening with everything that's experienced yesterday?
Don't you worry, this enters the foundation of the existing of the new state, but don't try to use it, don't try to remember it. That would already be a klipa, a shell. If you want to go back down and use it and remember what happened yesterday, none of it. Try to move forward with a new desire, a new intention, it's all new. If you don't know, just incorporate in the friends. That's it. With that zero desire that you have now, specifically incorporate in them and then start your new day in that way. See what they write about it.
Another small thing, may I?
Yes.
In the 10, I wanted to ask. If there is an almost general agreement in the 10, do we have to take into consideration if one friend doesn't agree and 9 friends agree?
No, you should take into consideration what is written. And that the group in general, if it understands what is written and it agrees with what is written and it goes along with what is written, that's it. And if there is still someone who opposes it or doesn't quite agree with it, or maybe he agrees by force in potential, but in practice he cannot implement it, let him be. That is, let him go forward in his own pace. That's it.
PT
31.
A person who arrived in the lesson without intention, he just carried his body to the lesson because he understands that persistence is the most important, whatever it may be. What can he do at this point in time? Is there anything for him to do?
This is excellent that this is how he feels, that is, he's truly beginning anew. And he has to build the intention anew. And it's nice, it's good. Let him try. However, don't go back to yesterday, but rather he should start to scrutinize from today. What should I do? Why? What for? Why is the intention so important? What should I do in order to establish it? Excellent. To think about the intention, it is truly the center, the focal point of one's effort.
Good morning, Rav Franz. What does it mean to awaken the dawn by ourselves if we're trying to forget what happened yesterday?
Yes, I don't want, well, what does it mean to forget? I don't want to base my work of today on whatever I had yesterday. I want to start anew. Feel anew. And even though in that I don't yet feel or understand anything, yesterday I had an intention and a thought and a desire, a mind and heart. My mind and heart were full of all kinds of things. I went to sleep in such a way and I felt myself full. And today I got up and I'm empty. And I don't know why I got up, for what purpose, why did I get up? I look around, I don't even understand, who am I, what am I, what do we have here? This is a new state. I should respect it, I should be grateful to the Creator for giving it to me. And then with that new state, what am I going to do? How will I establish myself as Adam? As human, not as a beast that just woke up. So that my state as a human, it comes as a result of my incorporation in the Ten. So then I connect with them. I start talking with them, I start studying with them, I come to the lesson. In the lesson, I see how everyone is getting into the lesson with preparation, and this is how I gradually establish myself. And it's very good if it works, if it happens slowly and with difficulty. The most important is that I do it truly from zero and through my incorporation in the entire general kli. PT19.
Another question, please.
Yes.
So it turns out that this is normal work. If my reaction precedes my action, and if I explain to myself why did I come to the lesson, is the intention after the action?
You should work properly and then you'll get answers. There are things that I prefer not to answer. You yourselves will find the answers.
PT19.
Hello, Rav, friends. A question in our 10. A friend came to the lesson. Camera off, did not let anyone know anything. He just stayed like that. Can you say that he is in the intention because of us?
According to what?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
According to what? Is he in the intention? Because just sitting on his chair, his camera, his webcam is off, he's not connecting to you, doesn't speak, doesn't hear, doesn't study, doesn't activate his heart or his brain. I don't understand what you're asking. Put a cat there instead of him on that same chair that he's sitting on. What will be the difference? Latin 6.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, amigos. Queda claro.
Hello, Rav, friends.
No usarlo o ponerlo a un lado.
It's clear what it means to annul your desire for the Ten, which means not to use it, put it aside for the sake of the connection. But are we ready to use one of our desires to bestow to the Ten? Or does it come after the first spiritual degree?
We now need to behave as though we are all corrected.
That's it.
Like a little child who wants to do everything by himself. And if it doesn't work out for him, then he cries and he reaches out to the grown-up so that the grown-up will do it for him. But it's on the condition that he already tried everything and Then he realizes that it's not working for him and he cries. And then we help him. This is how it is with the Creator.
Доброе утро, Рава. Творец создает вокруг меня некую реальность. Так, эта реальность — это для того, чтобы я исправил намерение на свое желание получать? Или в этой реальности, если я участвую, я даю Творцу?
Good morning, Rav. The Creator is orchestrating some reality around me. This is in order for me to correct my intention in order to bestow, or by simply participating, I'm giving him. What can you give him?
Если я участвую...
If I'm participating,
yes, but what can you give him? What do you think that you can give? You can bestow back to the Creator only your intention.
But what is intention here? Because the what depends on what the что зависит от меня?
Мимено талуй рак литкалел.
What depends on you is only to incorporate in the same, in that intention with the ten, and this way to reach a state where you feel that you're sending this intention, delivering this intention, you're with this intention opposite the Creator.
Gilad.
That's it. Gilad? Oh, sorry. We also have French.
Bonjour Rav. Rav, les amis qui cèdent à maintenir les tensions dans la dizaine, comment devraient-ils s'y prendre?
The friends who help each other maintain the intention in the ten, in what way they should do it?
They should do what we're studying. Friends, you're asking a question for which there is no answer. You yourselves need to try to be in the intention that each and every action of yours will be in order to get closer between you and to the Creator. This is actually what we need, and nothing besides that. By that, we reestablish the vessel of Adam Rishon following the shattering so that it will all be interconnected and corrected until we reach the end of its correction.
Yeah. We are reading excerpt number 12. When we want to walk in the work, meaning with the aim of the heart, to intend that all his work will be for the sake of the Creator, then begins the order of the work. That is, the wicked in his heart, which are called will to receive for oneself, resist working for the sake of the Creator. However, God has made them one opposite the other, meaning that to the extent that he wants to walk on the path of truth, to that extent, the truth about the evil within him appears.
And as much or the more evil is revealed, it is a sign that the soul is greater. This is why one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. This is what it says. And do not despair. Sometimes it seems to a person that the friends are going forward and they are successful and they understand a lot and they feel a lot and they can make intentions and have an inclination towards each other and they feel the necessity for connecting. And one of them is looking at the others and he has no idea what they're doing. He cannot feel because of the coarseness in him. What is it that they're feeling? How come they're running like this towards connection? How come they can so quickly answer connection and the common actions between them? He is not even capable of digesting these things. that they are talking about, when they are talking about them, it seems to him that they are like little children, that they are so happy playing with one another, like little children, and he is not capable of it. For him, it's not enough of a proof. What he hears about that you need to connect, he doesn't feel it. Those words for the time being just pass by his ear. They don't get in. Not even through the ear, all the more so through the ear, through the heart. And this is a sign of a great soul. And a person, why am I talking specifically about it? That such a person should have patience and again and again to try to subjugate himself in the ten and to do all of the actions that they are doing, even though he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't want it, he doesn't feel any importance in it, and they do already feel some importance, and as for him, nothing. And it doesn't matter, it can take years. And they are already performing all kinds of actions, and he is still, maybe after a few years, maybe he will start to feel that these things are important. This is a sign of a heavy soul, meaning one with great coarseness, and it's difficult for it to come out of, in order to receive, come out of its ego and feel even the smallest spiritual discernment. However, if one nevertheless stays, and he just exists, he's present somehow next to them, somehow he's in the study, connected to some extent to the method, in his spiritual development, then he reaches a state where it all opens up for him, and he begins to feel what they may have felt a long time earlier. Now he feels it a few years later. And it doesn't matter. What matters is that his soul, which is so heavy, so big, from birth, from how the Creator has established it, now he is also getting into it, entering it. Why am I talking so much about it? Because we must not demand from each and every one that he has to behave this way or that way, but rather, if he stays, if he's somehow managing to be between us, then just let him be. The most important it is he's not harming. So long as he's not harming. Okay, so where are we, Gilad?
Excerpt number 13. True work begins when a person wants to scrutinize the intention of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work in order not to receive a reward. In the work on intention, which is the real reason for observing Torah and Mitzvot, here begins the real division between good and bad. Since when a person wants to work for the Creator, since the Creator is called the good who does good, who is the giver, the body, called evil, comes and obstructs him. Because the will to receive for oneself is called bad, because the quality of judgment is on it, because there was a judgment and restriction that it should remain in the dark and is unfit to receive any light. Since man is born by nature with the desire to receive and must work against nature, here lies the real dispute. It is so much so that one cannot defeat and subdue his will to receive and be able to work for the Creator and not for his own sake.
Please continue.
Next one.
Yes, please.
14. We should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions without the aim and wants to begin the work of acting with the aim to bestow,
and this is the difference between working without a practice, an act, or with an act, and a spiritual act. That is, if one activates his correct intention, it is considered that he's performing a spiritual act, spiritual action, even though he's not truly in spirituality. He doesn't feel the spiritual outcomes. He doesn't feel that he's even doing a spiritual action. However, it is already spiritual. As opposed to if his actions are without an intention, then these are only corporeal actions. That is good as well. It's a preparation so as to later reach spiritual actions. However, the difference is regarding the intention. This is why it says it's better to do little but with an intention. Yes?
Again, we should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions about the aim and wants to begin the work of acting with the aim to bestow, there is much work in this, since when the body begins to hear about the aim to bestow, it immediately begins to resist and does not let one continue this work, showing him dark colors in this work. In that state, a person should believe that only the Creator can help. Here is where a person can make a true prayer. Again, 14. We should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions without the aim, without intention, and wants to begin the work of acting with the intention to bestow, there is much work in this, since when the body begins to hear about the intention to bestow, it immediately begins to resist and does not let one continue this work, showing him dark colors in this work. In that state, a person should believe that only the Creator can help. And here is where a person can make a true prayer.
Доброе утро. Можно задать вопрос про то, что мы говорили немножко раньше?
Good morning, Rav. If I may ask a question about what we discussed earlier.
Если человек не вредит, мы как будто, ну...
We always say that if a person doesn't harm, we seemingly accept him, allow him to continue and so on.
Что действительно, что
является... But we have great scrutiny now in the 10.
Может быть, это, допустим, вот человек не приходит на урок.
Does it mean what is considered harm to the 10? Maybe when a person, if a person doesn't come to the 10, it may also harm the 10. So what is the intention when you say harm or harming the 10? How to scrutinize it so it will always be clear before our eyes?
It's impossible to give this some single condition, because on each degree, in every state, even in every specific 10, It has its own conditions. And therefore, it's difficult to say that this is okay, and otherwise it's not. This is why you should check by yourselves. You need to see what is advancing you and what is not. If a person doesn't come to the lesson, well, what does it mean it doesn't come? If it doesn't come at all, then it is not in the 10. If it comes a few times a week and a few other times he doesn't, then you need to see what is going on, what can be done about it. Maybe that too is good for the time being, etc. That is, these things, well, the most important is that he's not harming. Not harming, well, in that too there are many conditions and many degrees. However, try as much as possible. Maybe you should give him some role, and according to this role, if he will work in that, and even if he's not truly really in the lesson, or maybe with some other actions that he can do with you, but according to his role, he will do something which is important to the 10, and that is his measure of participation in the 10, you see. So, there are all kinds. There are people who are capable of doing physical work for the 10, and they are willing to invest a lot of forces and time in that, but don't you tell him that he needs to sit and study for this. He doesn't have the head for it. He's not capable of it. There are such people. Look at how it is in the world also. And all kinds. So we have to take into consideration the nature of each one as much as possible. And most importantly, have patience, and eventually give the Creator also a chance to take care of him, of this person. Can I ask another question? Some new picture becomes revealed when the Creator is relating to the 10 as a single organism, as one whole thing, this image that is becoming revealed, that maybe somebody has 10 friends in the 10, but in the lesson only 8 or 9 are present. There is this feeling of lack of wholeness. It's a very clear, strong sensation. So how do we work with it? Is that a mistake or what is it?
If there is a feeling that some of the group is not with us together, and you feel that it's truly lacking, try to imagine that you are with them, that they are among you, and you are together with them in such a connection that they are seemingly there, and continue to work. Continue. Make additional efforts. All those who are missing, they are seemingly with you, and the rest the Creator will take care of. Hebrew 10.
Rav, what is the difference between putting together a common prayer and putting together a common intention?
The intention is ours. The prayer is when we turn to the Creator. We connect ourselves to the Creator. That's the prayer. It's either a request, a demand, or a gratitude. And this is the prayer. And the intention for the time being is with us. What do I want? Why do I need this? It's seemingly in me.
And when we see a gap between, well, the intention should be contentment to the Creator, but let's say we don't yet know what this is, there is a gap between our intention and how it should be. Is this the place for a prayer?
Yeah, let's say that yes. A prayer is always somewhere between the present state and the desired state. If it's a request, you have a prayer as a request and a prayer as a gratitude. Unity 4.
Спасибо, Раф. Вы сказали, главное, чтобы не вредил. Вы можете сказать, что значит?
Thank you, Rav. You said that the most important is that one is not harmful. What does it mean he's not harmful? How can the ten scrutinize this all the time?
You have to scrutinize that. But indeed, don't invest too much time into it. I saw such tens that are immersed in scrutinizing each and every friend. Who is he? What is he? It's like they're doing an academic research, or like in the police, or in a court case. No, a little bit. You have an opinion that he's doing such and such, and maybe he should do it differently. Try to complete it, to do it in his place. Try to do it in his place. It's like in a family. We have in a family, dad, mom, and let's say three kids. So mom and dad work for all five of them. All five family members. And they're taking care of those three little guys, right? This is their job. We are the same. That's how we should be doing it in a group. We should make up for what they can't do on their own for the time being, because they're little for the time being.
Вот по этому состоянию, по отрывку, когда человек хочет...
According to this state, according to the excerpt we read, when a person wants to get into the work with the intention, it says that he should believe that only the Creator can help him. And it seems that holding on to this intention,
какая вот здесь написано место для истинной молитвы?
Continuing, here it says that this can be a true prayer. So what should be the true prayer?
The fact that you are scrutinizing how much you can or cannot do, or all of you in the group, how much you can and cannot do. What is the desired state versus the present state? From that, you already get a prayer. There's no need for guesswork. Rather, you need to feel this deficiency, the desired state. You have to feel it from our efforts. Okay.
Gilad.
Excerpt 15. Rabash, one who walks on one line, who is satisfied with the practice, when he works for the sake of the Creator and does not consider the intention, that the intention will also be for the sake of the Creator, he cannot obtain the desire to bestow, called dvikut, adhesion. This is so because he has no lack. Hence, these people who have already shifted from one line to the right line, when they see their lowliness, that there is not a single organ in that person who wants to do anything for the sake of the Creator, they yearn for the Creator to deliver them from death, meaning from the governance of self-love. At that time, his advice to be rewarded with the Creator being revealed to him, meaning to be rewarded with the desire to bestow, which is when one is adhered to the Creator, a person can be rewarded with it only thanks to the practice. When he wants the reward for observing Torah and Mitzvot to be dvekut with the Creator. This is the meaning of, in return for the mitzvah that you are performing, I will have mercy on you. That is, he has mercy on us and saves us from death, which is the governance of the will to receive.
Meaning, as a result of all our efforts, the result should be that we rise above. We can't come out of the world to receive. This is our entire matter. Other than the Creator, it's the world to receive that exists, and we are all in it. And only us, everything else we imagine, still vegetative, animate, it's all in us. We are all in it. So, the rule of the will to receive is over everything, and above that we wish to come to the rule of the intention to bestow. This is the meaning of saving us from death. The Creator is helping us. He's doing it for us. Oh, and 16, let's finish this document.
Excerpt number 16, Rabash. When we hear the voice of the Creator speaking to the heart, as in, he who comes to purify is aided, and it was interpreted in the Holy Zohar that he is aided by a holy soul, meaning that the heart hears the voice of the Creator, and then specifically the voice of holiness receives the governance over all the desires, meaning the desire to bestow. And naturally, they will not turn back to folly, meaning he will not sin again, because all the desires of reception have surrendered under the desire to bestow. At that time, all the good pleasantness appears on the heart, for then there is room in the heart for the instilling of the Shekhinah, and the gentleness and pleasantness and flavor and friendship spread and fill up all of man's organs. This applies specifically when hearing the voice of the Creator. At that time, the whole body surrenders and enslaves itself to holiness.
And that's how a person gradually discovers the true world in which we exist. And what we are feeling now, he begins to discover that it's purely an imagination, in corporeal imagination inside his will to receive. And new vision, feeling, perception open up for him in truth. And where does he exist? In what? And then he sees that everything is, there is none besides him. Okay, we're done with this document. What does Kiev want?
Пишет в статье, что мы удостаиваемся желания отдавать в предыдущей статье.
It says in the article,
да. Что значит, что мы сливаемся с Творцом?
That we reach adhesion with the Creator. What does it mean that we adhere to Him?
Now we know and we feel and we discover all the actions, all the qualities, all his deeds, and we agree to it wholeheartedly. So, if my will to receive, with my will to receive, which is opposite the Creator, I make myself completely similar to the Creator, and then I'm called the man, Adam, the one who resembles him. Since according to my nature, I'm opposite to him, and according to the form I acquired from him, I resemble him. And this way I reached the end of correction, where all of my matter, which is the will to receive, initially created as opposite the Creator, acquires the form, behavior, the attainment of the Creator.
And this oppositeness between my nature and the intention, is that maintained until the end of correction?
The contradiction between my matter, which is the will to receive, and my intention, which is entirely to bestow, that contradiction continues. Otherwise, I will not be a created being outside of the Creator. And what happens after the end of correction, We shall see. For the time being, we can't even imagine what's going on in spirituality. And if that's the case, let's go to a song and to tests.